Vipo.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of the term anti-goggling?
Sort of askew or?
Yeah, yeah. Is it at rest or in motion?
I guess at rest.
Okay. What are some things you would say to your guests as they're leaving your home?
Good night, or see you later, or been nice to be with you, or...
Do you ever use Spanish phrases?
Well, not that much. Hasta la vista, or something like that.
But more...
Not that much.
Under what circumstances would you?
Well, maybe an old friend, maybe not going to see you for a while.
Well, that is the entire interview, unless you have another story about El Paso you want to tell me.
No, not really.
Okay.
Of course, I used to come to El Paso when we were less than 100,000 people, and now we're about 700,000. We used to drive in, and the limits to El Paso, the city limits, you know, where Reynolds Street out there, you were in the country there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a long distance between Reynolds and the refineries. And that Tigua area and all through there and all the... There was really a gap between El Paso and Isleta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, farmland and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we used to go to Zach White Boy Scout Camp, it was a drive up the valley there. There wasn't much in between it, and it's all grown in
mm-hmm.
now. So,
mm-hmm.
seen it grow from a small city to a pretty large city. I mean, you take Juarez and throw their million plus people in it, we've got close to 2 million people living in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And there didn't used to be, even Juarez was a small town. That's before the migration and the farm workers and things came to El Paso. So it's really grown
mm-hmm.
during my lifetime. I remember walking downtown El Paso, my dad knew everybody we passed on the street, and now you hardly know anyone that you meet on the street.
Yeah, right.
So
right, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.